This is Ray Hanania, and this is my column commentary podcast. My columns are published each week in newspapers throughout the United States and in the Middle East. I write on American politics and life in Chicagoland every week in the Des Plaines Valley News, the Southwest News Herald, the Regional News, and the Reporter newspapers, as well as online at newsamericanetwork.com and illinoisnewsnetwork.com. I also write a weekly column published every Thursday for the Arab News at www.arabnews.com in Saudi Arabia and Jeddah. And I write news and feature articles for my websites at thearabdailynews.com and thedailyhookah.com. You can reach me anytime to share your opinions, your thoughts, your reactions by emailing me at rghanania@gmail.com. All my columns are archived at thedailyhookah.com. This podcast is available at podbean.com and also for free subscription on iTunes. Thank you for listening. Arab News and YouGov.com expose U.S. ignorance of the Middle East. A new poll by the Arab News and YouGov.com has exposed a major flaw in the understanding that Americans have of the Middle East. This is remarkable because in the past 2 years, more Americans have died because of the Middle East than as a result of any other world region. The depth of this lack of education is shocking and explains why American minds are so easily manipulated by Israeli propaganda and anti-Muslim and anti-Arab racism. My column in the Arab News and the Arab DailyNews.com. Americans are the most educated people in the world, but the least educated about the world. The American education gap widens when it comes to topics of the Middle East, an area that they should be better informed about, considering that in the past nearly two decades, more Americans were killed or injured there than in any other international region. A new survey by YouGov.com in partnership with the Arab News at ArabNews.com, the Middle East's leading English language newspaper, reports that two countries, Iraq and Saudi Arabia, stand out in Americans' minds as being part of the Arab world. I'm sure the reasons are simple. More than 45 Americans have died in Iraq since the U.S. first invaded that Arab country in 2003. Oil from the Middle East countries, mainly Saudi Arabia, fuels the cars Americans need to sustain their lifestyle. Yet, in the survey of more than 2,000 Americans by YouGov.com and the Arab News, the gap in the American knowledge about the Middle East is staggering. A large segment of those polled, 65%, admitted they do not know much about the Arab world. Nothing says that more than the fact that 21% of those surveyed actually identified the Sultanate of Agrabah as an Arab country. Apparently, Americans were really moved by the Hollywood lyrics, "Oh, I come from a land, from a faraway place, where the caravan camels roam, where they cut off your ear if they don't like your face. It's barbaric, but hey, it's home." Agrabah, Arabia, is the city of mystery located this side of the Jordan River that was home for Aladdin in Disney's 1993 children's animated movie. It doesn't exist. But 38% said that Agrabah should also be added to the U.S. travel ban if its citizens pose a threat. Why is all this important? Because the future of the Middle East is being driven by the policies made by the American administration, which is driven by the beliefs and stereotypes that its 325 million population of Americans have about the Middle East. The polling showed other startling realities of how Americans view the Arab world, such as that only 19% of Americans could actually identify the region on a map. The Arab News YouGov poll shows Americans do want more information about the Arab world, with half of the respondents blaming the U.S. mainstream news media for not providing enough coverage. On the one hand, the survey shows that Americans are ripe for understanding more about the Arab world. That's great for the growing English language segment of the Arab world news media like the Arab News, which is growing in popularity in the U.S. as an English-speaking, English-language newspaper. But the survey also points to a fundamental problem that exists. It is not just that the Americans do not know much about the Middle East before they send their sons and daughters to fight in that region. It shows that the Arab world is not doing its part to inform Americans. Unfortunately, the Arab governments invest little or no money in public relations and communication strategy to promote their events, their culture, their tourism, and most importantly, issues to the American people. In contrast, for example, Israel, which 36% of the respondents to the poll identified as being part of the Arab world, spends hundreds of millions of dollars on public relations and communications campaigns, and it pays off big time. The U.S. Congress is planning cutbacks on funding to foreign countries. It provides $35 billion in foreign aid each year to 135 countries, including $1.5 billion to Egypt, $1 billion to Jordan, $373 million to Iraq, $210 million to Palestine, $156 million to Lebanon, $155 million to Syria, and $82 million to Yemen. But America gives $3.1 billion a year to Israel, which engages in the oppression of Arab citizens and civilians and fuels public antagonism and perceptions against many Arab countries. So there is little wonder that more than 54% of Americans sympathize with Israel in the conflict with Palestine, while only 19% sympathize with Palestinians, according to a 2016 Pew Research Center study. And a survey last year by the Chicago Council on Global Affairs showed that only 36% of American voters support allowing Syrian refugees to enter the country. American perceptions have a direct impact on the Middle East. The YouGov and Arab News survey helps us understand why that impact has not been positive. That's my column from the Arab News, which was published on May 2nd, 2017. And this is the promotional column that I published at thearabdailynews.com, pointing to that column. When the Arab News and YouGov.com gave me an exclusive look at their recent poll of American attitudes of the Middle East, I have to say I was shocked at all the actual depths of how little Americans know. I have always known that Americans know very little about the facts and reality of the Middle East, which explains why their minds are so easily manipulated by the powerful pro-Israel lobby, AIPAC, and why anti-Muslim and anti-Arab racism is so rampant. The ignorance pretty much explains everything. I would often tell American and Arab audiences during my comedy routine and speeches that, quote, Americans are the most educated people in the world, but the least educated about the world. Of course, Americans are not the most educated people in the world, but they are among the most educated in the world. But until the Arab News and YouGov.com poll was published in May, and after being given an exclusive look into its shocking findings, I have to say the lack of knowledge is worse than anything I ever expected. One of the most shocking aspects of the poll, as I mentioned in my column, is that some 21% of the nearly 2,100 Americans who responded to the poll identified the Sultanate of Agrabah as a real Arab country. Apparently, Americans were really moved by the lyrics, which I read, and I want to repeat them because they had such a negative impact on the way Americans look at the Arab world, a negative impact that impacted children because this was a children's animated film. Oh, I come from a land from a faraway place where the caravan camels roam, where they cut off your ear if they don't like your face. It's barbaric, but hey, it's home. Imagine that ugly stereotype being promoted to little kids. Fortunately, American Arabs protested, and when Disney produced the movie Aladdin in DV and digital version, they changed that lyrics considerably. Agrabah, Arabia, is a city of mystery as it's defined and is located, quote, this side of the Jordan River that was home for Aladdin in Disney's 1993 children's animated movie. It doesn't exist. But 38% said, in addition, that Agrabah should be added to the U.S. travel ban if its citizens, who don't exist, pose a threat. Doesn't that make sense, considering that most Americans believe that Israel is the victim of Palestinian violence and hate, and believe that Palestinians do not have a right to statehood? It makes sense that most Americans who are Christian have turned their backs on the essence of their own Christian religion, closing their eyes to Israeli atrocities, land confiscations, and Israeli violence against Christian citizens of the Jewish state and Christian civilians living under Israel's brutal oppression of the West Bank. How do Americans get so ignorant about facts? Well, public relations, compelling fiction, strategic communication spin. These are the three things that Israelis invest much of their money in. They spend a fortune to convince Americans of the lie that Palestine was a land without a people. Making Israel's propaganda even more effective is the fact that the Arab world doesn't spend a dinar on public relations or strategic communication spin. The Arab world doesn't invest money in movies that promote the Arab cause and culture, or on fiction books that Americans consume like popcorn at a movie. Americans, by the way, consume more than 17 billion quarts of popcorn every year, an amount that would fill the Empire State Building 18 times. I write a column each week on Middle East affairs, Palestine, and American perceptions of the Arab world issues for the Arab News at arabnews.com. And I wrote about American issues for Americans in the Southwest News newspaper group in Chicagoland, in Illinois. And Americans still have a difficulty understanding the facts. Maybe I should convince the Southwest News newspaper group to let me write about Middle East issues in the hopes of bringing up America's failure grade to a level of acceptability, or at least maybe a basic passing grade. I'm Ray Hanania. This is Ray Hanania, and this is my column commentary podcast. My columns are published each week in newspapers throughout the United States and in the Middle East. I write on American politics and life in Chicagoland every week in the Des Plaines Valley News, Southwest News Herald, Regional News, and the Reporter newspapers, as well as online at newsamericannetwork.com and illinoisnewsnetwork.com. I also write a weekly column published every Thursday for the Arab News at www.arabnews.com in Saudi Arabia and Jeddah. And I write news and feature articles for my websites at thearabdailynews.com and thedailyhookah.com. You can reach me anytime to share your opinions, your thoughts, your reactions by emailing me at rghanania@gmail.com. All my columns are archived at thedailyhookah.com. This podcast is available at podbean.com and also for free subscription on iTunes. Thank you for listening.